I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to the Westminster Theatre for a special Christmas edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Unless, of course, you're listening to the delayed repeat, in which case, welcome to a special summer edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. So here are four men who keep their fingers on the pulse of every audience, just to check they haven't died of boredom. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. On my left, Graham Gardner, Barry Cryer. And a special welcome, please, for the young lady with her finger on my pulse. She keeps the score, the lovely Samantha. We're going to start the show with a game called Telegrams. Teams, I'd like you to suggest some telegram messages to mark unlikely events and keep them short, please. Barry Cryer, can you start?
There was a famous telegram to Napoleon. Hold on, braces in next post.
Contemporaneous, was one from Hardy to Nelson. Okay, but no tongues.
On to Geoffrey Archer. Congratulations on your Nobel Prize for Literature. Said it was an unlikely event.
To Madonna, congratulations on your uplifting video, Mother Teresa.
Queen Victoria to Albert on hearing they'd named a building after them. We are not a museum. Under Salman Rushdie, good news, you've won the longest running ever gotcha Oscar. Noel Edmonds.
To the prospective Conservative candidate for Cheltenham, I would like to disassociate myself totally from recent behaviour in Cheltenham. There is no place for that sort of thing in my party, Terre Blanche.
On to Jeremy Beadle, stop.
That's it.
Excellent. 15 points all round. We're going to start the show with the... No, we're not. We've done that. It's time now to give the teams advance warning of the ball they'll be announcing at the end of the show. You like this one. Teams, will you think about some late arrivals at the Scouts and Guides Camping Jamboree Ball? Okay, well, now it's time for an exciting and challenging musical round, if that's not a contradiction in terms. It's called Just a Minim, based, of course, on the popular radio show... Woman's Hour. I'm going to give you a song which I want you to sing without repetition, hesitation, deviation, or what else. A member of the opposing team may buzz to challenge, and if I uphold the challenger takes over. Right, the song is Let's Do It. Willie, will you start?
And that's why chinks do it. Japs perform at it. Up in Lapland, little laps. That's a disgusting behavior.
Challenge.
Lap. Two oh. Laps.
Mum in Lapland.
They did overlap, though.
Yes.
Deviation.
Right, yes, Graham, you can continue that.
Oh, really?
In Spain, the best upper set. Get the leg over. Lithuanians and let's not laps. Also have a go. I suggest we copy their example. Why don't we?
I think the chairman should intervene now to say that I did detect a very slight hesitation there.
Well.
So I think we'll hand this one on to Willie Rushton. Carry on, Willie.
The Dutch in old Amsterdam. It's not to mention the
challenge.
Yes.
Told you not to mention the
challenge, Willie. A case of self-abuzz.
Causes blandness.
Barry, carry on.
Suppose since I am get a bit think of indigenous twins. One of it's the aforementioned I am, which I haven't repeated. What?
Deviation. Thinking of indigenous twins.
Yes, you're right.
I thought so.
Right, carry on, Tim.
Some Argentines without means perform strange things. People say in Boston even beans grow sprouts. These things. Let's...
Challenge from Barry.
I didn't understand that at all.
You're not meant to understand it.
Oh.
Graham Garden, carry on.
Thank you, Tim.
You, sir. Is he running this program?
Well,
or what?
I mean,
are you in the chair or...
Get on with it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Who won that, Tim?
You did. You did, huh?
Good. Of course,
only deafing.
Right. Another 15 points to you. But only to you. This is a game called Plots in 15 Seconds. I want you teams to summarize the plots of famous books, plays, programs, or films, and I want you to do it within 15 seconds. I don't want any rambling on. Anyone over the limit gets locked in my mystery cubicle and can stay there until the next series. Right, Tim, will you start?
Not again, all right.
You're starting again.
EastEnders. How does the tune go?
Da 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 da.
Ask Colin Sir.
Just get
going.
Okay. Thank you.
Blada.
Oh, blimey. Well, I never. I'm having a baby.
I'm the father.
I'm the father.
I'm the father.
I'm the priest. So you're the father. Is it Den, Dan, or Don? Den-dan-dong, Frere Jacques. Nurse the screens. The end.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, that was all right.
Thank you very
Graham.
Much.
Graham.
Twin Peaks in 15 seconds. Who killed Laura Palmer? 12. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4, 3, 2, I don't know.
Very good, Willie.
One of the great films of all time, Godzilla Meets King Kong. Hello, King Kong. Hello, Godzilla. How's the wife?
Goodbye, King Kong. Goodbye, Godzilla.
Okay, we're all right.
Far EastEnders.
Oh, sorry.
Go on, Mary.
Mine's over-budgeted, I think. It's the third man, that great film. My name's Holly Martin. Is it there? I'll hang you over the door at Christmas. Oh, listen, don't take a bow. Oh, sorry, Trevor Howard. The man we're looking for is called Harry Lyme. 300 years of democracy in Switzerland and what they produced. The penknife. All right, a cuckoo clock. I was Harry's woman. I met him when he was doing the Margaret Lyme commercial. Harry, where are you?
I'm down here in the sewer. Don't come near me.
Are you kidding? My God, she's walking right past me. I should never have followed Harry into the sewer.
Probably the best saga in the world. Yes.
At this point in the show, we were going to have a topless fertility pageant by the Amersham Ladies Bridge Coven, but instead... instead, we're going to play a game of word for word. I'm going to invite one team to talk incoherently to each other, which won't be for the first time. And if the other team spots a connection between the words, they should buzz. But on their own buzzers, please, not mine. After which they take up the game. Graham and Barry, will you start?
Which?
Have you started?
Yeah, which?
They both said which.
Yeah, I'll allow that. Take it up.
Nugget.
Jeroboam.
EQ.
Statue.
Hard.
Thank you.
Challenge.
Only on the grounds of decency. I don't think we want to hear all this stuff.
No, I don't accept that.
Oh.
Challenge.
Right. We didn't either, actually.
Right.
Well, Willie.
Prognosis.
Mornington.
Skin.
Gopher.
Umbrella.
Challenge from Tim, from Graham.
Nodding off.
Close, Hump. Yes. Well, we also Hump's gopher skin umbrella when he came in.
Train of thought.
Yes.
I thought you hadn't noticed. Yes, I'll accept that.
We admired it.
Will you take it up, Graham? It is Graham, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Horse.
Duplex. The new refined model.
Comes in twos.
There's a novelty.
Lada.
Wiley.
Minogue.
Jason? How? Where?
You're playing something else now, are you?
Well, whatever it is, they won.
All right,
thank you.
Yes, go on, Mr.
They got it. They got it.
Okay, let's have another musical. Another musical round, it says here. And I'm afraid you're not playing in this one, Colin Sell. Didn't notice you playing in the last one. Too busy reading all those gags out. Samantha and I are going to play some records on my gramophone, and we want you teams to sing along. The music will disappear for a few moments, and if on its return you're within 3 semi-quavers of the original, I'll award points and possibly prizes too. Ooh. Gonna start with you, Tim.
Oh.
It ensures there's no anti-climax.
Tim, you're going to sing with I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Oh, Dick.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, 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 I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Drugs test. Drugs test.
All right, Barry, it's your turn. Will you sing along to Busy Line?
Put a nickel in the telephone and dial my baby's number. Got a busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy tone and got my baby's number. Just a busy line. Called his uncle in Jamaica, left a message with the baker, even checked the number in the telephone book. Got so awfully, awfully worried, my baby's out of hurried. When I looked inside, the phone was off the hook. And as I walked up to my baby there, I got my baby's number.
Not bad. Willie, your turn. Will you sing along to Oklahoma?
Oh! Whoa, where the wind comes sweeping higher. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, Lapland, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we stand,
I knew you were singing slow.
Hold up, hold up.
Recount, recount.
Howard's life.
Well done, Willie. Rapidly.
Busy line.
Graham, lastly, will you sing along to My Way?
Oh.
What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
Graham Garden, ladies and gentlemen.
And not the words
right here
of one who kneels. The records show I took the blows.
Almost did it his way.
Okay,
Samantha's awarded... I didn't even know Vera Leonard recorded that.
Samantha's awarded maximum points to Willie Rushton.
I was 3 bars ahead. I won.
While the record was playing.
Now, teams, we're going to play the game called Mornington Crescent. I'd like to read first a letter from Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who writes, I think your Mornington Crescent Elevator Reconstruction Fund is a noble cause and it has my full support. Well, that's just typical of the many thousands of letters we receive each week from Mrs. Trellis. Right, teams, now listen, I'm going to revoke my ruling that faulty elevators are wild, so please stick to street-level rules. Okay, and Graham Garden, try not to stray too far afield this week. Will you start, Graham?
Street-level. Yes, I will.
Otherwise, things are as usual, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Except street-level.
Street-level rules.
From that, then.
Yes.
So can we have a...
Do I have to go through these rules over and over and over again? You've been playing this through 17 series or something.
I think Tim's got it straight now.
I very much doubt it. But will you start, Graham?
Finsmere Park.
Whoa.
Can we have a ruling on that, please?
Like, is it fictitious?
On Finsmere Park?
No.
Finsmere Park.
Yes, just round the corner from me.
Depends where you are at the time, then. Paterson Road.
Excuse me.
When you've played it as long as I have, you won't say rubbish just casually like that. You say rubbish.
Go on, Barry.
That force led me, in consultation, I must admit, Quecks Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Law.
Yes. Willie Rushton with an extremely quick move there is the winner.
Quick.
This morning.
Okay.
You were chatting among yourselves.
Perhaps
you'd
like
notice
the,
you
the slow action replay. Mornington Crescent.
Now, that does
you
work.
Use the Q and an X. That uses 10, if you think about it.
Do you want to sit in this chair?
You were so excited.
You know, you
spelling
might as well take over the...
Yeah. To be honest, yes.
Ah, good. We're going to have a round of limericks. This is a very amusing game. I'm going to give you a fecund first line, teams, and then one by one I want you to construct a limerick, preferably a clean one. Graham, you're going to start this one. One evening while eating a curry...
I had to get out in a hurry.
The waiter said, hey,
you've forgotten to pay.
But by then, I was halfway to Surrey.
That's the most fecund thing I've heard for a very long time.
It is.
Every fecund counts.
Better the fecund time around.
Tim, here's your line. One evening while eating Chinese...
One evening while eating Chinese, I spilt sweet and sour on my knees.
My trousers exploded.
My socks were corroded.
Uh,
I went home in a pair of lychees.
Barry, here's one for you. One evening while eating jugged hare.
Jugged hare.
One evening while eating jugged hare, I suddenly spied Lionel Blair.
I have that effect with cheese.
He stood on one leg
and ate a boiled egg,
which showed quite exceptional flair.
Right, Willie, now your one.
Clean that up.
One evening... One...
Willie, it's not Samantha with the bag again, is it?
Feelies.
Okay.
Bring right. back feelies. Sorry.
Steady on, Hum.
You're bathing right, too cut. Early.
Shall I read it for you, Hum?
No.
All right. No, I think you're better at this.
One evening while eating tandoori.
One evening while eating tandoori, I was seized by a raven-haired hoorie.
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 Hoorie while stocks last. I gave such a start.
My zip burst apart.
At least that's my defense to the jury.
Seconds out.
Well, they were quite funny.
Seconds out.
It's time for our final musical round of the series entitled One Song to the Tune of Another. Teams, I want you to fit the words of one song to the melody of a different song. That's why it's called Tunes. You'll be accompanied, as ever, by the Colin Sell Big Noise.
By the way, eating just... while eating
tandoori. I've just had a...
Oh, God. The Harry Lyme thing.
Teams, I've just had a message from the... Now, teams, please.
Sorry.
I've had a message from the producer who's in the outside broadcast stand. He wants you to make this a quick one because he's running out of 10p's for the meter. Tim and Willie, will you sing the words of Jingle Bells to the tune of Baby Love?
Try.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all on the one horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. On the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells on board jumping make the spirit right. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a flag song tonight. Sing a flag song tonight. Sing a flag.
More like Jonathan Ross.
Well done, Rudolph.
Barry and Graham, will you sing the words of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas to the tune of Jealousy?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Make sure all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Gosh, those were both good.
Well, that's very nearly it for this series of teams while Samantha and I go off. What's going on over there? Colin's smashing the piano. Not yet. Series isn't over yet. Teams, while Samantha and I go off to Walter My Azalea, would you please announce the late arrivals at the Scouts and Guides Camping Jamboree Ball?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Prepared. Now, and their daughter, B. And she's got several scouts on her. They won't get badges for that.
Adjust your woggles, pray. For Mr. and Mrs. Vitch. And their daughter, Chloe. Who loves it under Ken Vass.
Take another cold bath, please, while I introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. O'Job. That's from Alan Bob O'Job. He must be American. He's eating a brownie. No, and... oh, no, he's got cockney blood. He's drinking brown ale. Brown ale.
Rub yourselves together, please. To welcome John Knott, you remember him, and Granny Knott, with her sheep shank.
And his aunt, you embarrassed in those little shorts.
Hence the expression, ginganguly. Now.
Watch ya.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, not ginganguly, gully, 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 watch her again. And their son, Gordon Bennett, not ginganguly, gully, 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 watch her again. Oh, there's Bob Ajob.
Oh, he's come again, has he?
Yeah, he's circulating. Was he there earlier? Oh, I missed him earlier. Sorry.
This series is finishing none too soon, in my view.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Willie said, the series is coming to an end.
There's Colin's career, I think, for a reason he plays.
Oh, there's Camping Gazza. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say before the series ends.
We'd like to wish you all a very merry August. Or Easter.
From all of us here, goodbye.
Tonight, by the Graham Garden, Willie Rushton, and Super Taylor will be giving Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Paul himself setting Calgon to music. The program was produced by Joan Magnuson. ¶¶